Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
More bad news from East Gippsland, Victoria, Australia. Government uses excessive force to remove protesters. As Earth First Radio News reported just days ago, forest defense activists in Australia are protesting the building of a road into virgin forest areas of the state of Victoria. We now have more news. On the 30th of January, protesters were violently removed from a forest blockade on the Bonang River area following a three-day protest. Over 40 police and officers from the Department of Natural Resources and Environment stormed the protest area and dragged people away, with a number sustaining bruising, lacerations, and sprained ankles. This followed actions the previous day when protesters' personal belongings were confiscated, including all water, food, shelter, video cameras, and a first aid kit. This violent action by the government against peaceful protesters represents a gross violation of the public's right to protest. The Department of Natural Resources and Environment are clearly attempting to up the ante against protesters and are instrumental in escalating the violence against conservationists, said spokesperson for the protesters, Stephanie Conway. It's high time Steve Brax and Cheryl Garbutt reined in their troops before somebody is seriously hurt. This action by the government has pushed relations with protesters to an all-time low and is hardly paving the way for improved communications and reconciliation. We demand a protocol that ensures public safety, she concluded. In addition, traditional owners from the Bidwali tribe visited the protest site to identify significant cultural sites and to perform a smoking ceremony. For more information, contact GECO at green.net.au. That's GECO at green.net.au. Or you can call them in Australia. Their number 03-515-40156. That's 03-515-40156. And moving to Africa, timber pirates raid Zambia's forest treasures. The lack of political will for sustainability in developing Zambia's forest resources has led to sabotage of the forest sector, according to a new report by the African Friendship Fund, a grassroots nonprofit organization that works towards promotion of sustainable forest industries and conservation. A few weeks after the country's elections last December 27th, the country's 481 protected forest areas, 181 national forests, and 300 local forest reserves are at risk of neglect by the new government. AFF Zambia Country Director Xavier Tshumba says unscrupulous foreign investors have come into the country to exploit timber, gambling the government is sleeping. They come to do business without registering their companies. They enter Zambia as tourists and manipulate local timber merchants with timber licenses, said Tshumba. More than 60% of Zambia's land is forested, about 44.6 million hectares of native forest. With the country facing shortages and escalating prices of staple maize meal, the consumption of forest resources is escalating too. Despite the Forest Act of 1998 enacted to protect forests, uncontrolled exploitation of forest products, illegal settlements, and conversion of forests to farms now strips forested land at a rate of over 250,000 hectares or 965 square miles annually. AFF cites weak forest regulations in Zambia, saying local people have lost out to foreigners in three forest-rich provinces. The AFF report accuses foreign timber traders of dealing with mukwa, rosewood, teak, blackwood used for clarinets and oboes and other softwoods without certifying their products with the country's export board or the Bureau of Standards. They simply bribe Zambian Revenue Authority officers at border checkpoints and export the timber, Tshumba alleges. Like deforestation, many of the other environmental problems besieging Zambia today are induced by such human activities as population growth, urbanization, and industrialization, according to the latest State of the Environment report published by the Environmental Council of Zambia. And this report was written by Singi Hanyona of the Environment News Service.
Well, that's the news for today. If you have news or information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archive shows at www.radioforall.net and la.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come